on the midterms. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Primary season is well underway ahead of the November midterms, when Republicans are eyeing the chance of possibly regaining political control of Congress. However, New York Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney tells NBC's Meet the Press he believes Democratic candidates nationwide have strong chances.
We are having a comeback. We have great candidates all over the country. Veterans, diverse candidates that are a good fit for their district.
New York's upcoming primary is on Tuesday. This as Republican Representative Liz Cheney blames former President Trump for her primary election loss.
2 years ago, Liz Cheney won her primary with 73% of the vote. Last week, she could only manage 29%. And that included Democrats who switched their party registration to vote for her. Today, she took aim at Donald Trump in her interview with ABC.
We really have got to decide whether or not we're going to be a party based on substance and policy.
Trump-backed candidates have won 95% of their primary elections. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't celebrating. He thinks the Republicans have a better chance of retaking the House than the Senate.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. Plus, another legal twist in connection with an influential Senate member.
A federal appeals court on Sunday agreeing to temporarily put on hold a lower court order forcing South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham to testify before a special grand jury investigating a push to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 presidential election loss in Georgia. Graham's push to avoid that grand jury appearance this Tuesday was denied last week, but a three-judge panel from the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued an order temporarily pausing Judge Lee Martin May's refusal on Friday to allow Graham time to appeal. That panel sending the case back to May, questioning whether Graham has certain protections granted to members of Congress by the Constitution.
Fox's Paul Stevens. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's NASCAR Cup Series race at Watkins Glen will have an international flair.
Road races often bring out specialists from around the world, and that will certainly be the case for the Go Bowling at the Glen race today. A cup record 7 countries will be represented. The strong favorite is road course ace Chase Elliott, who's won 7 of his 23 cup road starts. It's also the next to last race in NASCAR's regular season, with Martin Truex Jr. trailing Ryan Blaney by 26 points for the final available playoff position. Kevin Harvick, winner of last Sunday's race at Richmond, will be looking for a third straight victory this week. He hasn't won at the Glen since 2006, but has 3 consecutive top 10 finishes on the course. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
Meanwhile, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck said I do again this weekend. The couple already got hitched in Las Vegas in July, but this time it's a more formal wedding in front of friends and family in Georgia. The wedding was held at Affleck's 87-acre property outside of Savannah Saturday with all of their kids, 2 from Jen's marriage to Mark Anthony and 3 from Ben's marriage to Jennifer Garner. Ben proposed in April with an 8.5-carat green diamond estimated to be worth up to $10 million. Plus, the Dragons are back on HBO.
Game of Thrones prequel series House of the Dragon premieres on HBO. The highly anticipated series takes place nearly 200 years before the birth of Daenerys Targaryen.
Do you think the realm will ever accept me as their queen?
A woman would not inherit the Iron Throne.
Because that is the order of things.
The series, which could be called Meet the Targaryens, focuses on Princess Rhaenyra Targaryen, who has the dragon's fire inside to rule the kingdom. However, that's not how it rolls in this patriarchal hierarchy. Despite having her dad, the king's support, she faces brutal familial opposition, and even her best friend turns on her.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.